Lesson 2, vowel changes related to the resonance of the Spanish accent. One of the most wonderful things about learning the Spanish accent is that if you have learned the resonance properly, and if you're not tentative about creating that new sense of vibration for the voice using the technique that we've been working on in the first part of the tape, most of the important vowel changes will begin to come automatically. You almost, and I stress the word almost, don't have to think about doing specific changes in pronunciation. Now, don't get me wrong. We want to make sure that you get the sounds right. But I want you to get them by generating them from the resonance. So this resonance is the organic center, and all of the pronunciation changes, especially the vowels, are generating out of it. They're not isolated intellectual changes that you have to remember. Now, what tends to happen technically is that what we call the lax form vowels, have a hard time existing in Spanish because of the aggressive tongue movement. So the lax forms, the E and the U and the E and the O, they seem to disappear and become the more tense forms, E and A and U and O. And this, by the way, is the same basic phenomenon that takes place in the accents of all of the Romance languages, and you'll see on the Italian and the French accent tapes in this series that the same sorts of things are happening because of different kinds of more aggressive movements of the tongue. Let's look first at vowels in pairs. We're going to find that each pair of tense lax vowels tends to have the two vowels move slightly toward each other in pronunciation, where it used to be that two different vowels existed in American English, only one vowel now exists in the Spanish. Let's first take the E sound, as in C, but with a new sense of the Spanish resonance on both of them. So let's go through some words and some sentences with each one, and you go right back to the resonance we were just practicing, and you start generating these sound changes, these pronunciation changes, as a natural part of the resonance. We'll use the same alternation method as before. I'm going to pronounce both the word and then the sentence in the middle of the mouth American resonance with the American vowel. And then you say it after me with the Spanish resonance and the Spanish vowel. And we'll generate all of them this way. You repeat each one. So on the E first, instead of seat, it's going to be seat, seat. Just the resonance changing a little bit. And the I, as we said, is going to be not sit, but also seat, seat. They're going to sound very much the same. Okay, the remainder of the word list. Each, each. Deal, deal. Machine, machine. Equal, equal. Moving over to words that start with I, but have basically the same E. Interest, interest. Instinct, instinct. Sit, seat. Commit, commit. Some sentences with both of these now. We each need to agree what kind of machine we need. We each need to agree what kind of machine we need. Make sure you get the resonance focus. Don't forget that. Please generate these out of the resonance. With an ear now, the ticklish infant twitched and gripped the crib. The ticklish infant twitched and gripped the crib. Keep getting the sense of all four of those things happening. The teeth moving away, the tongue protruding, trying to catch it. And the sense of the sound and going through to the nose. Winter differs incredibly in its impact on individuals. Winter differs incredibly on its impact on individuals. If you do it without the resonance, you'll get winter differs incredibly in its impact on individuals. And it's not going to sound Spanish at all. So get that resonance there. Winter differs incredibly in its impact on individuals. Now, the next pair of vowels are the A sound, as in gate, and the S sound, as in get. Now, both of these become closer to the A, but there tends not to be so much of a diphthong in Spanish. So even the A, as on gate, is going to be get. Get, just one stage, instead of gate, gate, get, get. And the e goes to that same tensor vowel, but still not a diphthong. Get, gate, gate, not gate, get. Okay, word list with the A. Wait,
wet.
Chased,
chest.
Rainfall,
rainfall.
Display,
display.
Switching over to L words, 20,
20.
Sense,
saints.
Enter,
enter.
Get,
get.
And some sentences with different ones of these two. A great April shower came our way today.
A great April shower came our way today.
Sentence with the E. He was especially edgy after the separation.
He was especially edgy after the separation.
Don't lose your temper when I enter.
Don't lose your temper when I enter.
We'll do a few more sentences with the E because this one is the one that changes most. The song was rendered by two men who netted 25 cents for their efforts.
The song was rendered by two men who netted 25 cents for their efforts.
Ben was a general in the Army of Tennessee.
Ben was a general in the Army of Tennessee.
Now we look at two more vowels, the U as in fool and the U as in foot. And again, both of these migrate toward the same vowel, which is closer to the U with the Spanish resonance. Word list. Food.
Food.
Stool.
Stool.
Fool.
Fool.
Grew.
Grew.
Looking at some words with the U. Book.
Book. This is going to go to the same U.
Could.
Good.
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 Pull.
Pull.
The pupil was soon to shoot for the moon.
The pupil was soon to shoot for the moon. Again, I'm going to constantly remind you here to generate these sound changes, these vowel changes, out of the resonance. Don't try to think too much about them as isolated pronunciation changes which you are memorizing, although it's fine to memorize them. But make sure that it becomes organic, that this becomes the sense of the whole presentation of self.
We pulled the wolf from the woods and took him to the boulevard. This is an U sentence.
We pulled the wolf from the woods and took him to the boulevard.
One more sentence here with the O. I understood there was a good book in the neighborhood library.
I understood there was a good book in the neighborhood library.
And once more with the O, since this is the one that changes most. Don't put that bushel of soot into the gurgling brook.
Don't put that bushel of soot into the gurgling brook.
Now, we're going to look at another pair of tense-like vowels. In American speech, this is the O as in go and the A as in saw. And again, both of them are going to migrate closer to the O. But as was the case with the A, it's going to be not a diphthong. It's going to be more of a one-stage vowel. O, O, O. So instead of go, go, go. Instead of saw, so, so. Both of them sounding more like the tense O with the Spanish resonance with the one stage on the vowel. So we go now to read the word list. Oaken.
Oaken.
Old.
Old.
Lone.
Lone.
Keep feeling that resonance. Again and again I remind you of this. Hold.
Hold.
Looking at the O list.
brought,
bought,
talk,
quarter.
A few sentences here.
The lump of coal glowed only long enough to roast the bone.
The lump of coal glowed only long enough to roast the bone.
Make sure you're generating it out of those resonances. And a reminder also, as we're going now through the O, don't forget about the fact that there were other vowels that came before, that you should be doing those right along with me too, and generating those out of the resonance as well. Now the O sound, which is going to tense into the O. Lost boys often become flawless at reform school.
Lost boys often become flawless at reform school.
And one more sentence with the O. The quarterback stalked the ball as he vaulted for a score.
The quarterback stalked the ball as he vaulted for a score.
And I do want to pause here for a minute to tell you that this one, this O sound, in a very thick accent can go all the way to the O. And in a not-so-thick accent, sometimes this one isn't going to go quite as far. So let's look at these same sentences again and at different levels. Instead of the lost boy going quite all the way into the O, and instead of the quarterback stoke the ball, which is okay to do it that way in very thick accent, can be also a little bit less and maintain itself just with the resonance. The quarterback stoke the ball as he vaulted for a score. Again, this sort of reinforces the fact that much of the sense of these sound changes are coming out of the resonance and not out of a clear change in pronunciation. Now, the last two vowels that we look at in Spanish accent are not as closely related to the resonance change, but still we must do them with the resonance. There's a sound in American English which is usually sometimes called the short O, as in H-O-T and P-O-T, which in a lot of the parts of the country is pronounced hot pot, and in the eastern part of the country is pronounced hot pot with no rounding of the lips. Now this is going to round in Spanish, so you're going to have the hot pot, the hot pot. So you want to make sure that you get a little bit of the lip rounding. You don't want to go all the way to hot pot, but the hot pot. And make sure you get some of that rounding and keep the resonance generating here. You want to make sure that you keep this resonance, even though you can't conceptualize this particular vowel change being quite as closely related to it or generating out of it. Word list. Rock,
rock.
Opera,
opera.
Contract, contract. Again, this is one also in a very thick, it can go all the way to the O.
Rock, opera, contrast.
But most of the time in just a fluent Spanish speech, Spanish accent speech, rock, opera, contrast. The frog got groggy and hopped away.
The frog got groggy and hopped away.
Mr. Roberts threw the potted palm into the balmy deep.
Mr. Roberts threw the potted palm into the balmy deep.
And of course, palm and balmy are spelled with the A, so you're not going to go quite as much into the rounding.
Potted palm into the balmy deep.
Now, the last of the vowels we look at are in American English, the A sound, as in cat and man and after, and the U sound, as in couple and under and above. Now, both of these sounds are going to tend to migrate toward the A. The A sound as if the doctor has the tongue depressor down on your tongue. Word list, man, man. Keep the resonance. After, after. France,
France.
Ask, ask. Moving on to the A. Puppet,
puppet.
Couple,
couple.
Mother, mother. Pam made an ample snack of waxed apples. Bomb made an ample snack of waxed apples. Even though the tongue is going down, keep that resonance point. Say it. The governor interrupted the huddle with a bundle of bus passes.
The governor interrupted the huddle with a bundle of bus passes.
The bum blundered into the lumber yard where the donkey was slumbering.
The bum blundered into the lumber yard where the donkey was slumbering.
Again, to repeat, you want to make sure on this pronunciation change, even though conceptually it's not quite as close to the others, which are generated out of the resonance and are becoming products of the resonance, this one still has to have that point of focus, blunder, even though the tongue is coming down, governor, interrupted, lumberyard. You still want to focus that point of resonance up on the teeth and the alveolar ridge. Now, I do suggest that you go back and review the resonance and really make sure that you're organically generating the sound changes out of it, that it's becoming a very visceral or organic part of the kind of thing that you're doing with the speech, and that it's not making these isolated conceptual, intellectual changes in the pronunciation.